eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back. We got a big hour ahead. A little later in the hour, after I play you this incredible song this guy came up with, that'll be in this very segment. Later in the hour, Al, I want to name my favorite coach or manager of our tenure here,
yeah,
33 years, I will name you my favorite, and then I will do a homage to him because he had quite a fine weekend. Mm-hmm. And we will get to – I'm giving you a good clue because I have always had kind of
so
a man
33
crush.
33 years, yes. When does that go back?
That goes back, Al, to 1990.
Okay.
90.
All right, so you go back. Al right now is going through all the different managers. We have worn through, Rhea, a lot of managers and coaches. Yeah. But I realized when I was watching this weekend who my favorite of all time is. On the line with us right now is my favorite football reporter from WIP, Mr. Elliot Shore Parks. Hi, Elliot.
Hey, excited to hear homage to Andy Reid in a few minutes.
Right? Yeah, all right, stop it. You are not put on this show for wisecracks, Elliot. So let's focus on some football here. How should the Eagles feel about drawing the Giants in the division round next Saturday night?
They should feel thrilled. I mean, I think this weekend couldn't have gone any better for the Eagles, not just outside their playoff opponent. No team played well. The Niners were losing at halftime. The Bills didn't look that good. And then to ice it all off, they get the Giants, who I think have the worst roster of any team in the playoffs on either side, AFC or NFC. They're playing well, of course, but you could have made that argument against any single team that would have came here because they all would have been coming off a playoff win. So, yes, they're playing better than they were earlier in the year, but the Giants are not a talented football team, and this should be an Eagles win.
All right, Elliot, no one's going to argue with what you said, but then the fact they're still in it indicates just how strong that coaching staff is.
Yeah.
Do you think they have an advantage in coaching over the Eagles?
I don't. No. And I think Brian Daboll has done an awesome job. I think you can make the argument he's coach of the year. But the last two times these two teams played, if you take away the one where no one tried in that final one, they smoked them. So, yeah, the Giants have great coaches. There's no denying that. But the Eagles have really good coaches, too. I know within the city, you know, they're not viewed as such. But there's a reason their coordinators are being viewed for multiple head coaching jobs. And Sirianni's the favorite for coach of the year. So you're right that the Giants, their strength is the coaching staff for sure. But ultimately, I still think the Eagles, you know, if not have that advantage, are right there with them.
All right. Elliot, you managed to make a very good point when tweeting last night, and yet it still irritated us.
Awesome.
Right? What you tweeted was that one thing is clear this week at offense is the unit that has to carry a team. The winning teams gave up an average of 27 points this weekend, and you're saying that it's up to Sirianni, Hurts, and the offense to take the team to Super Bowl right away. You know what Rhea and I thought? We said he's trying to take Gannon off the hook already. Elliot, Gannon's got to stop that untalented offense you were just referencing.
Yeah, I think 24 points or less should be the goal for the Eagles defense against this Giants offense. The bottom line is teams score in the playoffs. We saw that in every game besides the game last night between Baltimore and a Cincinnati. But, you know, San Francisco gave up 17 points in the first half to Seattle, the defense everybody loves to compare to the Eagles' defense. They ended up giving up, I think, 24 points. So, yeah, I mean, look, Gannon's going to have a few jobs. One of them is get pressure on Daniel Jones, create a turnover or two. But they're going to score points. And when the, you know, if we're still talking in a month or whatever from Arizona, it'll be because Sirianni and Hurts were special, right? There's a reason you ask about the coaching staff in Brian Daboll first before you ask me about Gannon. It's because they're more important. So ultimately, yes, Gannon will have to coach well. But this one's on the offense.
All right, well then, you're right to say it's going to come down to Hurts. That's for sure, the way he's played this year. What's your read? You're around the team all the time, Elliot. Do you think he'll be close to 100% by next Saturday night?
No, I don't think he'll be close to 100%. You know, being down there last week, you know, he didn't throw one day. You know, I think this is something that's definitely still bothering him. But for me, the concern is not really, you know, are they going to run him less? I think they're going to run the same offense that they have all year. I think that, you know, you don't play him if you're not going to run that offense. I think the concern would be in the pocket when, you know, when he has time to throw, is he going to be the same thrower? Because the difference between last year and this year is the Eagles passing game. Like, that's flat out the difference. That Hurts improved tremendously in that area, and that's why they're the number one seed. So that would be my concern. But I think that he'll be close enough where you'll see, you know, a pretty similar version to Jalen from the regular season.
All right, while we're talking coaches too, I thought Steichen's best game was against the Giants the first time they played. That first drive he scripted was brilliant. Is that because Steichen was really in the groove at that point, or does Steichen understand the Giants' defense and can exploit it again Saturday night the same way?
Yeah, I think that could be partially it for what you're talking about. Ultimately, I think Steichen has done a good job this year of exploiting the weaknesses of other defense. I know there's been times we've talked about a certain lack of running the ball, but I also think that if you look at this matchup, they should be able to run or pass the ball against this Giants defense. You know, they're going to blitz a ton, the Giants are, and I think a weakness to a certain extent of the Eagles' offense this year has been blitz pickup, both with picking it up and also just with checkdowns and available options for Hurts. So the Giants blitz more than any defense in the NFL. They're going to have to have a good plan against it this Saturday night against the blitz.
All right, now this is the best story of this week. That the New York Giants are in the second round of the playoffs, and before the season, they had to cut James Bradberry because they couldn't afford him, and he made the all-pro team with the Eagles. Elliot, isn't that an indication that the Eagles are so far advanced from the Giants that they could afford Bradberry and the Giants couldn't? Isn't that a big focal point this week?
Yeah, and I mean, also, if you want to look at the Giants game against the Vikings yesterday as a reason to be worried, well, one reason to not be is the Vikings have one of the worst pass defense in the NFL, if not arguably the worst pass defense in the NFL, and the Eagles have arguably the best pass defense in the NFL because of James Bradberry and Darius Slay. I mean, their best corner didn't even make the all-pro team. So they have a ton more talent than this Giants team, and especially in the passing game. Their secondary is way better. But the other side of that is it is a bit of an unfamiliar situation for this team where losing on Saturday night would be completely unacceptable. There is no rationalizing it. There is no getting over it. If they lose to this Giants team, you got to look hard at everybody. Obviously, you're not going to fire anyone. But ultimately, you have to look and say, is this team really what we thought they were? Because they're way better than the Giants. And as you said, they're way further along than the Giants. So losing this game would be catastrophic.
That's a tremendous – Rhea, catastrophic.
I agree with
that. That's a tremendous point.
Yeah.
All right, now, I'm just – there's one other guy here that really matters more than everyone we talked about, and I get the numbers to prove it. When he doesn't play, the Eagles are 10-22. Could you tell me what your read is on Lane Johnson and how well he's going to be able to play with his injury?
Yeah, I feel way more confident in Lane after talking to him last week and seeing him than I ever expected to. I thought when the injury came out that what he was dealing with, that, you know, he would, if not even not play in the playoffs, that he'd be a shell of himself. The good news is it wasn't even the correct injury reported initially. He's not dealing with an abdomen injury. It's more of a groin injury. Now, I'm sure it's still very painful, but he practiced last week, practiced without pain medication, said he came out of it feeling really well. Watching him practice, I thought he looked normal. He moved like he always does. And so he's going to obviously practice this week. And if he has to, he'll use pain medication. But I think he's going to play well. And the other great news about playing the Giants is they don't have any great edge rushers. They don't even have a top 50 edge rusher, according to Pro Football Focus. They don't have a single edge rusher over 5.5 sacks. So for Lane Johnson, he gets to come back and avoid playing one of the elite pass rushers he might have played otherwise.
All right, now, Ruben, I just want to check with Ruben. Did you think Elliott came across as somewhat cocky?
Yes, I do.
Does that concern you?
Yes, it does.
All right, Elliott, make it noteworthy.
Back off a little bit there, Elliott.
Elliott, he thinks you're a little too confident. You know what I'm saying?
I'll make sure to calm it down a little bit for Ruben.
Thank you.
I'm sure we'll talk to you again, Elliott. Thanks, buddy.
Right, yep,
Elliott, your proxy.
I'm a little concerned about you and Rube.